With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has extended a state visit invitation to President Trump on behalf of King Charles. Mr. Trump accepted that invitation, which comes at the start of their meeting today at the White House. U.S. and Russian diplomats holding talks in Istanbul. They're discussing ways to normalize the operation of their respective embassies. President Trump backing up his word, saying he will impose tariffs on Canada and Mexico starting next Tuesday. Supreme Court has temporarily blocked a judge's order giving the administration a midnight deadline to release billions of dollars in U.S. foreign aid.
Chief Justice John Roberts says the order issued by U.S. District Judge Amir Ali will remain on hold until the High Court has a chance to weigh in more fully. Ali had ordered the federal government to comply with his decision temporarily blocking a freeze on foreign aid, ruling in a lawsuit filed by nonprofit groups and businesses. An appellate panel refused the administration's request to intervene. The federal government froze foreign assistance after an executive order from President Donald Trump targeting what he called wasteful programs that do not correspond with his foreign policy goals. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Israel will not pull out from a key location in the Gaza ceasefire.
An Israeli official has said the Israeli military will not withdraw from a strategic corridor in the Gaza Strip. Israel's pullout from the so-called Philadelphia corridor was part of the ceasefire deal. Israel's refusal could spark a crisis with Hamas and key mediator Egypt at a sensitive moment for the fragile deal. The official spoke hours after Hamas released the remains of four hostages in exchange for the release of over 600 Palestinians held in Israeli jails, the last planned exchange of the ceasefire's first phase, which ends this weekend. I'm Karen Chavas.
This is SRN News. A battle over transgenderism has been joined in Washington State.
A 15-year-old girl playing on the Tumwater High School girls basketball team was warming up for a game recently when she noticed that the opposing team included a boy. She complained. The school officials on site did nothing, so she refused to play. Now her complaints have prompted the school system to investigate her for, quote, harassment. The Foundation Against Intolerance and Racism has now filed a civil rights complaint on the girl's behalf against school officials. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
School board in Lufkin, Texas has voted to close two elementary schools because of declining enrollment. Now, authorities say that among other reasons for the steep decline is an increase in competition from private religious schools and parents who homeschool their kids dissatisfied with liberalism in the public schools. Many moms and dads are simply pulling the kids out. This is SRN News. Well, the FBI accuses North Korean-backed hackers in a massive crypto heist that's been at least $1 million, or make that $1 billion, from a Dubai-based firm. Here's Jennifer King with that story.
The crypto theft, which occurred earlier this month, is one of the largest known yet, targeting Bybit, a crypto exchange. The FBI says it believes hackers identified by the U.S. government as Trader Trader and the Lazarus Group are responsible. The hacker's technique? Disseminate crypto trading applications that are modified with malware. Bybit's CEO acknowledged the announcement, and the company is offering bounties for tracking the stolen crypto. The FBI says some of it has already been converted to other virtual assets and expects it to eventually be laundered for fiat currency. Jennifer King, Washington.
Wall Street at this hour, mixed trading. The Dow is up nearly 300. NASDAQ down 140. S&P is off 5. More details at srnnews.com.